Father, we thank you tonight that we know things are not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. And we know you say we have to be led by the Spirit. As we continue to study the Word, people are connected from all over the world. You've given us direction. We've talked to you about various things, and you've shown us things to minister to the Word of Life Christian Center and to the body of Christ. We thank you for every listener that they have ears to hear beyond just the sound of the Word, but to see on the inside of the Word, and let the Word begin to see on the inside of them and situations and whatever they're dealing with, the Word can see on the inside of it and give them the answer. We thank you that we're in a season of miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you that people are being won to Christ every day by the multitude. And we thank you so much for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. This class tonight, may we get into a fellowship. My goodness. May we get into a fellowship and a revelation and let Jesus walk through this sanctuary, walk through this city, walk through this state, walk through the United States of America. Let Jesus be free to walk and minister. Akatole nenskuti kinele boha. Ramamana sata. Edere borobasa katatata. All robbery is about to come to an end. For you see, those who can see in the Spirit cannot be robbed. Yeah, they may be attacked, but they will have the answer. They'll have the power. They'll have the wisdom. They will have the understanding to stand when many around them will fall because they don't know the absolute truth. Hey, aha. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for the absolute truth. Thank you for power beyond facts. Thank you for the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. May he manifest. It don't take Sunday morning for him to manifest, Father. We know that. He manifests when he get ready. And he'll manifest every day, every hour, if we see what he's showing us. So Holy Spirit, with all of the gifts, all of the fruits, all of the revelation, all of the enlightenment, all of the empowerment that you were sent to bring to the church, I pray for men and women around the world that empowerment, those who are listening online, that empowerment enter into their homes, enter into their families, enter into their children, enter into their grandchildren, enter into their businesses, their jobs, and that they begin to see things the way you want them to see it. I thank you, Lord, you will help my infirmities tonight as you have spoken to me with fellowship. You've said things. I want to say it the way you want it said. And I want them to hear it the way you want them to hear it. So thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I want to go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In the capture of my little Bible, it says faith in God's power. Faith in God's power. That brings me somewhere else. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4, and we'll come back there. Hebrews chapter 4. We're talking about looking on the inside of the Word will produce dominion. Tonight, I'm going to teach you on word dominion. Word dominion cometh to the body of Christ. Word dominion. In other words, we are in this season and this time dominate with the Word. But I want you to go to Hebrews 4 now because there's something he said to me when I was about to read 1 Corinthians. Hebrews 4. It's something pertaining on going on the inside of the Word. Now, you remember we had John 6:63 on Sunday morning. He said, it is the Spirit that quickened the flesh, profited nothing. John 6:63. But the word that I speak to you, now that statement, speak to you, is very important. How do God speak? God don't speak from the outside. He speaks from the inside. He said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit, and they are life. We talked about you going on the inside of the word and permitting the word to begin to manifest on the inside of you, not just on the outside, not just an audible word, but a live word begin to speak to you on the inside. Now here in Hebrews 4, here's another aspect of it. He showed it to me. I was driving down the highway, coming this way, praying in the spirit. Hebrews 4:1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Oh my, if we ever needed rest, we need it now, right? Any of you should seem come short of it. You can come short of the rest of God. I believe we have backup scriptures here in Matthew's 11:25-30. Rest come by revelation. Matter of fact, I'll follow the Holy Ghost. I'll go there next. And we'll go to my text when I can get to it. But here, he wants to show us another inside job. The rest of God is on the inside of the word. Through revelation, through a rhema word, a word that is spoken to you. A rhema word is a live word that is spoken to you while you're reading the word. It's not just a Bible word. It's a word that is spoken directly to you, your situation, and give you illumination. Now here, I want to read this. We're talking about an inside job here. So you'll never have fear from the inside. Fear comes from the outside. When you're on the inside, you're wearing the armor. When you're on the inside, you're wearing power. When you're on the inside, you're wearing wisdom. Are you listening to me? All right, now it's absolutely necessary for you to understand this. In Hebrews 4:1, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Don't care what kind of mess going on. But he said, any of you should seem to come short of it. What he's saying now, watch verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preach did not profit them, not being mixed with faith where? In them that heard it. See, in them. Now, you're talking about inner faith. We're talking about inner word, inner revelation. We're talking about seeing beyond the ink and the paper. We're talking about that the Holy Spirit can begin to drop some things in your heart that give you a divine assurance that is not from this world, it's from God. Now, when I talked about the rest, we'll get to our text, but go to Matthew 11 now. Because what I'm going to do is a school of the word. It's a school, the Holy Spirit is in charge. And I just want you to see, Lord, I'll do that. All right. What did I tell you, Tony? Matthew 11. All right, go there. I'll do that. He gave me further instruction. Because you've got to see this, because this is the season, this is the time that the government of God has to take over in your life. Matthew 11:25. I said many times, I've read these verses over and over again, but I left out Matthew 11:25. I went to Matthew 11:28. Can't go there. You can't go to Matthew 28 without Matthew 11:25. 25, it says, in that time, Jesus said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. How many are with me? Because thou has hid these things from the wise and prudent. Now, the reason that we have to go inside the word is not only revelation, the word is hidden. Now, it's not hidden from you, it's hidden for you. You understand? But only the Spirit can unfold it. Now, men who think they're so wise and they're so know everything, they're not going to see it. So your life should make men wonder how you're doing what you're doing. Those who think they're so smart, those who think they're so big, those who think they know everything. Your life, when you get into the word and the word begin to manifest in your life, when it manifests in your life, it's going to begin to manifest,
It's going to begin to manifest on the outside of your life. I'm telling you, let me get, I'm tongue tied tonight because the Spirit of God, I feel the glory around me. I think, I think we're going to places that we've been need to be on the inside of the word, on the inside of revelation, on the inside of truth, on the inside of power, on the inside of glory. You see what I'm saying? At the church. I'm so glad for the church. So here Jesus said, look at verse 25 again. Because many who think they know, not going to know. Men who think they know. Look, Jesus said, in that time, Jesus said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. He's the Lord of heaven and earth. He is. Because thou have hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babe. Are you a babe? See, Jesus said one time, except you become as a child, you see. Now, Lord, even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight, verse 26, verse 27, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son. Now watch, and he to whomsoever the Son will what? Reveal. I can't hear you. Reveal him. So we're talking about living a revealed life. Write that down. We're talking about the church, the body of Christ. We're supposed to be living from the word that is hid from those who are not God, but it's especially for us. It's supposed to give us a revelation, and our lives should not be status quo, what's going on around us. We live revealed life. You understand that? When you begin, and this is what this series is about, the word dominion coming to the body of Christ, going, letting the Holy Spirit take you on the inside of the word by revelation, producing a rhema. In other words, I can read a scripture, you can read a scripture, you get your word, I get my word, they're not the same word. What? You heard what I said? You and I could be reading the same scripture. When that scripture become a live word on the inside of you, it has nothing to do with me. I'm reading the same scripture over here and it become a ram unto me and it deal with my affair. That is so powerful. Somebody getting the answer right now. All right. Now you can come. See, 28 verse. You can't come. The reason there's unrest and uneasiness in a majority of the body of Christ. They're running around like everybody else. Because, and not kotala labasa. Thank you, Lord. Word of life, in this ministry, in these 9 months, my people have stood and fought the fight. I don't care what they went through, they fought it anyway. And in the same way with LTMA, the ministers that I'm over, I told them today in the importation, none of them call like a crybaby. Because if they got the word, who you need when you got the word? So he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. You can't come unless you're inside the word. Notice that now, you can't come. See, people think they come because they read that scripture. I'm going to the Lord. You can't wear the yoke without revelation. You can't. The matter of fact, the yoke of God's word is revelation. Who see that? The yoke of God's word is revelation. If you don't have revelation, you're on yoke. So the enemy put his yoke on you because he put things on you by what you see with your physical eye, what you feel. He's going to put that on you. You got to go by revelation. Come unto me, all you that labor. We're finding out that you can't even enter into God's rest without revelation. Revelation is on the inside of the word. And I will give you rest. He didn't say what the condition had to be around you. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Learn of me means going on the inside of the word. I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I shared with the ministers today, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and chapter 2 is where we're going to have to live at in this time. We're going to live under the liberation of the cross. That's the only liberation that's going to exist But being under the cross, the revelation of the cross. The revelation of the cross said the same thing Matthew 11 saying here, that wise men call it foolishness, but those, the wise men of the world call it foolishness, but those who are wise in the Lord, it become the wisdom of God. I want to begin reading now so I can give you some points tonight to deal with. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, Lord. All right. Listen. Go to Luke 24. The Lord just said, go to Luke 24. A lot of scripture tonight, but a lot of things. We've got to ponder this scripture over and over again because we're almost to a certain degree in a virgin territory of talking about being on the inside of the word. Now, maybe you heard a lot of messages on this. Maybe, you know, you've probably been somewhere the last 40 years, but on the inside of the word. Maybe you're real deep. Maybe you've been on the inside of the word. I'm so happy for you. But pay attention to what the Spirit of God is saying. Pay attention, because a lot of scriptures we've been trying to use, we haven't been using them. And they're really emotional. Let me say it away. But they're not devotional. They don't carry you. They don't keep you. They sound good, but they're really not working when you're by yourself, and they're really not working in your life. So we need to recognize that. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Yes.
Word dominion cometh to the body of Christ. In other words, we're going to begin to dominate areas that we have not been dominated. In Luke 24 now, I want to take you back to that. Jesus can walk with you, and Jesus can talk with you. And I think he's doing that. But a lot of times, if you don't pay attention, you're not going to recognize what he's saying. Those after his resurrection, the two guys walking with him, he was telling them the whole story, and he was the one telling them. But they were on the outside. They were discussing what had happened. And that's what happened a lot of times in the Bible, in the church. We come, the preacher get up and discuss what happened, but you're on the outside. So therefore, the people's lives are not changed, because they have to know that the Holy Spirit always got to escort you when you're dealing with the word. Escort you on the inside and anoint you with power to handle it on the outside. Are you following me? So here, these guys walking with Jesus. Now, this could be the church. This could be you and I. We're saved. We can be walking with Jesus, and he's talking to us all the time, but we're not really understanding what he's saying. We're not even interested in what he's saying. Because our religion have got us going down the line. We're stuck on self and think that we're doing it ourselves, in a sense, and singing the Lord to make a way somehow. We got to stop all that stuff. The Lord have already made a way. And then when somebody come along and the way truly is made, you get mad, you get upset, or you will cut them out because they're working the word. They're walking on the inside of the word. You walk on the outside, got the same God, but you get upset with that person because God have done something, because the person that went on the inside of the word come out with revelation, anointed, and the things happening in their life and nothing happening in your life. Now you upset. Help me. Let me help you. See, notice that you can have the Bible and you can read 15 chapters, but unless verse 31 in Luke 24 happen, you're not going to get anything. Unless you're escorted by Jesus, escorted by the Holy Spirit, escorted by the grace of God, escorted by the mercy of God, on the inside of the word, our government, our dominion, our authority, our absoluteness is on the word is absolute truth. It's on the inside of the word. No matter what it looked like around you, it's on the inside of the word. Here he is, and their eyes was open. They've been walking with him. I don't know how long they've been walking with him. And they knew him. Oh, I love it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And their eyes were open, and they knew him. So could it be you carrying a Bible and your eyes not open? And you're giving a description of him, but it's not manifesting in your life. They knew him. Look, and their eyes was open and knew him, and then he vanished out of their sight. You ain't no baby no more now. Now you know how to feed, because I done showed you how. And the Bible says in the 32nd verse, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn where? Within us. Not without us, not around us, within us. The word got in. The word in. Say the word in. The word in. See, that's what you want to do. Make sure the word in. You can't. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with them, they'll sup with me. Didn't he say that? Yeah, see, a lot of time, Jesus, we got him on the outside. A lot of time we got the word on the outside. We memorize it, we quote it, but the power is not there and our hearts are not burning on the inside. Our soul is not burning on the inside. Our inner man is not burning on the inside. So therefore, it can't take the revelation. It can't take the impartation. It can't take the power that God is putting through it. Yeah. Are you following me? See, he said that? And they said, one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he, And while he what? Opened to us the scriptures. See? So that means the scripture had to be what? Open, thank you. Open, 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 open. That means the scriptures are shut. And your dominion is in there. See, you have to be able in this time we're living in, listen very carefully. We're talking about dominion, right? Dominion causes you not to live by man's opinion. If 59,000 go right, if you got a revelation, you can go left. All right? Now, man opinion, dominion causes you not to live by man-made convenience. Man-made convenience, I found out. Oh, Lord, I'm about to get in trouble now. Like welfare? Huh? Those things cripple you because you never know what you can accomplish. You just got your hand out. I can go on some other things, man-made convenience, you know. I can go to a lot of things, man-made convenience. You got to think. You got to think for yourself. As a matter of fact, while I'm here, I'm going to do it. Take that black trigger out of you. There's a black trigger on the inside of you. Anything anybody say about black, you get all upset and get in a little pack. Don't do that. Find out what's going on. Ask God what's going on. See, that time bomb has been set on the inside of you. And anytime you hear something going on, you get all upset. And you get all involved. You get all angry. You get all hot. And you say a lot of stuff. No. Get that bomb out of you. Find out the real truth. And then you'll be better off. I'll tell you more about that later. Then that dominion also causes you not to continue in the curse. Not to continue losing. Not to continue failing. Not to continue not having enough. Not being blessed. Dominion take you to the loaves that multiply. Oh, I wish I had time. All right, now. I ain't got to my text yet. All right. You remember John 6:63. Revelation in John 6:63, Rhema. Everything become redeemable to you because, oh Lord, I got everything come redeemable to you. Here's what's gonna happen to you. Turn to John 2:5 now. Here's what's going to happen to you. I'm hearing so many things at one time. Yes. See, when you begin to operate on the inside of the word, here's what you need to hear. Here's what you're going to live by. Here's man opinion. What's going on around the corner? Not going to bother you. You're going to be in a position all the time. Listen to me. You're in a position all the time. Listen to me. You're in a position all the time for a miracle. How would you like to be in position for a miracle all the time? Be in position for a miracle all the time. The believer should be in a miracle position all the time. Matter of fact, God let some things happen to let you show who you are. You see what I'm saying? Now, look what she said there. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. In other words, the word become your vehicle in every situation. You get inside the word. Travel where you need to go on the inside of the word. Not packing the word packing you. So now, the dominion means I can get a miracle any moment. Dominion means that miracles are not as important as the word. I said that to you Sunday. The word is more important than miracles because the word is a vehicle of miracles. You get on the inside of the word. So now how do that pertain to my life right now? I'm preaching about everything we are dealing with. I'm preaching about everything that has passed, everything that's coming up. God is covering his children. They're going to have to be under his government. All kind of sin about to break out. All kind of catastrophes about to break out. But you know how to hide on the inside of the word. That's what God wants his children to do. God should say, I'll take care of you. But if you don't mix it with faith on the inside, I can't. If the spirit of light and truth is not prevailing in your life, I can't protect you. Are you following me? Where we at here? Y'all hear me? Yeah, we're talking about dominion by going on the inside of the word. Dominion. The word dominion coming to the body of Christ. Word dominion coming to the body of Christ. As we look there, 2:5, I want that in your note. And I want to go back over now, Luke 5:5. I want to go back over all the catastrophes, all the damage, all the things you've been dealing with, all the things you've been trying to do, all the things you've been trying to make it happen with, all the little places you've been asked questions, psychology, science, all academic, all the things you've been trying to make it work with. You come back to Luke 5:5. There's fish all night. Some of y'all been fishing all night, trying to find out how to get your way out. But if you come back to Luke 5:5, get on the inside of the word. I mean, don't care how things look, how things been looking the last 25 years. He comes to a point where you get on the inside of the word, whatever he says to you, do it, and the whole thing changed. The boat starts sinking. The blessings start coming so much that you can't handle it. You got to share with somebody else. Some changes should come in somebody's life tonight who listen to this message. I don't say, my God, how can you listen to a word like this and stay in the same spot? The Lord, the Holy Ghost. I ask the Holy Ghost tonight, help me. Help me escort. Escort them in the word while I'm talking. I know nothing's going to happen if you don't come, Holy Ghost. But I know if you come, you're going to take them and show them and let them see it and let them experience. Don't on the line. I don't care what yet. I don't care you're out the country. They sent me a text last week. 55 new partners. Seven new countries. Zimbabwe, Europe. All over countries became partners. My God, I want to minister the word to you. I want the Holy Ghost to be able to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Matthew 4:4. I ain't got to my text yet. Matthew 4:4. Glory to God. Look, see the word just keep on coming. Say the word just keep on coming. Yeah, the power just keep on coming. The wisdom just keep on coming. The victory just keep on coming. Matthew 4:4. Just keep on. You got a word now. I want you to underline. Proceeded. That word I want you to Matthew 4:4. I'm going to tell you what that word means before I read the text. Matthew 4:4. Let's hold that. Proceeded. Proceeded mean to flow forward. It means to lead over. It means to carry over. It means to transfer. To lead or order one's life. We're talking about the word proceed is in that verse. I looked it up. To pursue the journey on which one have entered. To continue on one's journey. No matter what come up, when you're on the inside of the word, when you're living by the word of God, when you're living on the inside of the word, you're so dominated by God, nothing can stop you. Whatever can stop you can stop God. And there nothing can stop God. Man should not, Jesus said to the devil himself, man should not live by word alone, but he answered, it's written. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, out of the mouth of God. You heard me? Out of the mouth of God. See, is God speaking to me? See, he not speaking to John. And he's not speaking to Esther. He's speaking to Leroy. See, that word, see, that's what the Holy Spirit job is. The Holy Spirit came to make the word real to you today, not back when Moses was by the Red Sea. Moses by the Red Sea is an example of what God can do, but you got Red Seas you got to deal with. You got Jericho walls you got to deal with. You got lion dens you got to deal with. You got fire furnace you got to deal with. You got Goliath you got to deal with. Are you hearing me? But the same word that delivered David, same word that opened the Red Sea. Come on, talk to me in here. Same word is available to us. But you got to know you can't be reading no Bible story. You got to move out in the revelation. You got to yield to the Holy Spirit so he can do something for you out of the ordinary. My God, Jesus, my God, hallelujah. The plan is the wisdom of God and is hidden for the believer, not from the believer. Go to 1 Corinthians 2 now. When you discover the plan of God in his word, you have uncovered the wisdom of God. I'm going to read that to you again. Holy Spirit, breathe. The plan, see the word of God, when one go on the inside of the word of God, they enter into the wisdom of God. When the Holy Spirit escorts you on the inside of a scripture, he's escorting you into the wisdom of God about the situation. I wonder if God wise enough to deal with what I'm dealing with. Huh? I wonder if God wiser than lawyers. I saw in the scripture he wiser than lawyers. I wonder if God wiser than doctors. I saw in the scripture he wiser than doctors. Huh? I wonder if God wiser than the kings and the president. I saw in the scripture he wiser than them. You know he's wiser than all of them? Yes. Huh? Yes. Oh my goodness. All right, God. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to get to 1 Corinthians now. I want to go back to Genesis 1. Because I want to show you that your MO, your mode of operation. Did you hear me? I want you to write, my mode of operation is the same mode of operation of God, of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit, of Moses, of Isaac, all those boys, Daniel. The mode of operation that they pick up is your same mode of operation. I want you to see that. Genesis 1. I want to see in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And then he said, the Spirit moved. And God said, oh, the Spirit moved. It's time to say something. See, the Spirit moving, you say it. When you go on the inside, you're going to find the Spirit is there with the word, the Spirit and life. And then you say it, and it come to pass. Then Genesis 1, you see it. God said, let there be light. See, when God said, God saw. You read that, it's over and over. God said, and God said, and God said, and God had said, God saw. And God saw it was good. God saw. You see, same pattern now is set for you. People don't believe John 10:35. Go there, because I'm going to take you somewhere and then I'm going to close. John 10:35. It is said in the scriptures that to he whom the word of God come, they are called gods because they can operate in the same facet that God operates in. Now, let me tell you a great revelation here. Tell you a great revelation. Hold it right there. Hold that scripture there. God and the Word are synonymous. So when you speak the Word by faith, it's God speaking. See, when he said he created us in his image and in his likeness, he created us to be creators, to create. His word, he called things that be not as though they were and they show up. But see, by being on the outside, getting all happy, going through all these emotions and with great preachers and great sounds and great the power not there to a certain degree. Now, I call them gods unto whom the word of God came. And the scripture cannot be broken. You see that? Now the problem with that, before I take you to the next move, problem with that is, I'm going to show you, you're just like God. I'm going to show you how to create. You're supposed to create with your word, just like God. I'm going to show you. But the problem with that is, the scriptures have been broken. Why? The scripture had been broken down to chapters and verses and good sermon. But the people said that you're not getting into the scripture, getting into the word, so you don't need the preacher to do it for you. You do it for yourself, you and your God. Because the Lord is not just a preacher God, God is your God also. And the scripture belongs to you. Are you following me? And the reason a lot of people never get excited, they're never seeing it. They'll never jump and never move enough. They never seen it. They don't really know what they really have. Now, what I'm about to show you now is a shame if you stay in the same condition after the night. I showed you how God created, right? Two things he had. What? Spirit moving and him speaking, right? The spirit moving and him speaking. So I'm going to make a statement now because somebody about to get delivered there. When the spirit moving and you speaking, the situation don't make no difference. The circumstance don't make no difference. All right, you got it? Yeah, because you're coming from the inside of the word. Now, all that stuff I told you earlier, you got to put it together. But when the spirit moving and you speak, no matter how it look, how you feel, you know, you got it. Here we go now. Now he said, he to whom the word of God come have not I called him God, right? And then we got God told us to replenish, to subdue, and to multiply and take dominion. And our dominion is in his word. All right, Mark chapter 11, verse 20. We're going to close that. Mark chapter 11, verse 20. Now, I'm going to show you, you're just like God. When you go on the inside of the word, and you got the word, you're just like God. The spirit moving, you speak. You're just like Jesus. You got the same authority. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the tree. Tree dried up the root. No, I won't go where you. I won't go where you talk to the tree at. Let's go to Mark. Mark 11. I won't go where you talk to the tree. We got to talk to the tree first. Mark chapter 11. All right. Verse 12. Mark chapter 11, verse 12. Now, this is what I'm saying. If you're on the outside, if you haven't been listening to me earlier, if you just joined in, you're not going to have no understanding of what I'm trying to tell you now. What I'm trying to show you, you're going to be plumb blank. You're not going to see it because you got to have the first part to understand this. You know what we all walk through by going on the inside of the word, right? The spirit and life is on the inside of the word. The Holy Spirit is the only one can escort you. No preacher can escort you there. The Holy Spirit got to take you in there, right? All right, now, see the minister can present the word, but it's only the Holy Spirit who can provide the word. Write that down. The minister present the word, but only the Holy Spirit can provide the word. So we're talking about having a provided word, not just a presented word. All right. Now, in Mark 11, 23. Now, just what God did, you about to do it. Just what Jesus did, Jesus about to train you to use the word just like him and the Father. Jesus is about to train you how you have the authority to use the word just like God and just like him and just like the Holy Spirit. Isn't that something? Now watch this. Watch this. And on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Verse 12, Mark 11, 12. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leave, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leave, for the time of fig was not yet. Now watch, he give us the experience here. And Jesus answered, do you have a revealed answer for your dilemma? Have you taken time to meditate the word that God can speak to you specifically about what you're dealing with, or you've been trying to read scriptures to God? Now tonight I'm here to tell you as an apostle and a prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ, as a pastor, you got to stop trying to train God with his own word. You got to let God train you. You got to pause. You can't see the quantity of scriptures is not going to change God. You can have 19 scripture back, say you think backing you up. It's the quality. You got to pause. Sometimes you don't need them on a half a voice. So we see here, things didn't go like Jesus wanted to go. So Jesus said, answer said it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the disciple heard it. He shut it down, didn't he? Look at verse 20 now. Verse 20 is why I want to go to verse 20. They went on and did some work. I don't have time to get in. I'd be preaching all night. Verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the what? Roots. Now, tonight, you get to the roots of things in your life. What you hear tonight is the root of your marriage. It's the root of your finances. It's the root of your child. It's the root of the situation you're going through. It's the root of your healing and health. It's the root of your finances. You follow me? You follow me? Get to the root of it. The root. Whatever you don't want in your life tonight, you can crush it at the roots with your own word, with the Spirit moving, because you know you got to come from the inside of the word. You don't have to read no 19th chapter. It's a word that God, every time you need God, it's a word that God quicken. You heard me? It's a word that God makes alive every time you need it. See, you can go with a ton of word if God haven't made it alive. You can have this whole Bible, Genesis and Revelation. If God haven't made it alive, if God hasn't breathed on it, you can say it all you want. Satan ain't gonna pick you no mind. But one quickened statement by God changed a lifetime of situation. See, Jesus didn't speak to the leaf. He spoke to the roots of that tree. Now watch what happened. I gotta finish tonight now. I gotta finish this, because I'm not gonna be to come back to it. All right? He spoke to it. All right, let's see now. 20. And Peter called him, verse 21. And Peter called him to remember, said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree where thou cursedst is withered away. See? So when God said, let there be light. And Jesus said, let there be no life. Now, Here come a lesson that we've been going over for the last 90,000 years. And very few in the body of Christ have caught it, because they've been trying to work a word on the outside. The word has to be the spirit and life and power and wisdom and anointing and authority of the word is on the inside, escorted by the Holy Ghost, escorted by the Holy Ghost, escorted by the Holy Ghost. All right. And now, so Jesus said, Peter, let me y'all listen to me. Jesus said, y'all got this ability? What? But you, Jesus. Yeah, I know, but you got my ability in you. Watch what he said. And Jesus answered, said to them, have faith in God. Well, what God did, the Spirit, God allowed the Spirit to move, and he spoke, and everything come into existence. Same thing. Go back to John 10:35 now. Did not I say unto you that you are gods whom the word of God came? She's not an empty word. It's a word that carrying the glory of God, carrying the life of God, carrying the abilities of God. When that word come to you, you turn into a God yourself. That's the way he made you. Now, I know you're not God the Father. You know that. So don't get stupid on me and come talking about, he say, he think you're God. I ain't thinking nothing. I'm going scripture. I'm knowing that the divine ability. I'm going to 2 Peter. I have the divine nature of God on the inside of me. 2 Peter chapter 1, it'll tell you, I have lacked precious faith. I have exceeded great and precious promises. A matter of fact, when I took on that divine nature, he said he made me powerful enough to escape the corruption that is in this world. See, but when you're talking like this, people go to judging and they go to not understanding, because when you got evidence in your life, it sure make people mad. Huh? And I ain't just talking about money. I'm talking about honey, me and my wife. I'm talking about honey. I ain't just talking about money. I'm talking about my children. God has graced us. I'm not even wise enough to raise a family, but the word did it. Get on the inside of the word. Huh? Watch this lesson. I may have to take it up Sunday. Watch this lesson. Verse 22, and Jesus answered said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which God said, what Jesus said, what the Holy Ghost said, what the Baptist said, what the Word of Faith said, what the full gospel said, no, shall believe that those things which he says shall. Now I'm gonna deal with shall. I'm gonna deal with shall Sunday. Shall. I got a shall text I'm gonna deal with. Shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Wow. Isn't that something? Yeah. So that sounds like creative power, right? Yeah. Look at verse 24 now. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. When you pray, how you pray? You're saying something. That's how you pray. Don't shut that out. You're saying something. You can't pray if you don't say nothing. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Why? When you living from the inside of the word, just like I cannot be turned down, just like I can't be stopped, just like no wall can keep me out, and no river can stop me from crossing, and no giant gonna talk ugly to me. I can take him out. So you see your situation tonight. Any giant you have in your life, know that tonight you became David. Any situation you come in your life tonight, recognize that look like nothing gonna happen, tonight you become Esther. You become the queen because the word of God will make you that queen, and you begin to reign over your enemy. Any character in the Bible tonight, you can turn into that character. Any character of success, any character of success, you can turn into that. You can be Moses tonight. You can be Joshua. You can stand around the wall of Jericho until it fall. It got to fall because the same power they was using. Then the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then the Bible says, "I'm the Lord; I change it not." So God's mode of operation is the same. So you can be Joseph tonight. You could have been locked up in prison, but you got a word from God. You know you're coming out. Yeah. See, you can turn into any Bible character you want right here tonight because the power of God. You see in the format. You see in the flow. You see in the way that God wants you to participate. I don't want no historical Christ. I don't want no historical God. I want a God right here today, December the 13th, Laura. It's December 13th, right here, right now. 15th, December the 15th, right now, because I don't know what day, what month it is, because they're all the same day, you know. Y'all help me with this. What was that, Lord? All right, I'm gonna give you a great revelation. I'm gonna close. What I'm teaching tonight is not to live by time, but to live by God timing.
Yes, come on.
So the calendar don't mean a doggone thing. If what you believe for didn't show up, it don't mean nothing. You just let God have his timing. Because what he's doing, sometimes he can't let you have something when you ask for it. He got to make some rearrangement on somebody going to try to take it from you. So sometimes when you're asking God for something, he don't give it to you that day. He build a wall around you so you'll be fortified. We'll come back and take up Sunday. I want you to think about the word until Sunday. I want you to think about the word shall. Because everything in your life that need to be done, we're going to go on the inside of that word and make it S-H-A-L-L. Healing, health, family, finances, businesses, churches, whatever need to be done. Because we're going to begin to live, Leroy, we're going to begin to live by the government of the word. Mm-hmm. No matter who is the mayor of your city, no matter who is the senator, no matter who is the representative, no matter who is the judge, no matter who is the lawyer, no matter who is the president, vice president, no matter, it's time for the church to take over. Yes, sir. Yeah, time for the church to rise back up. It's time for us not to be going to the government. The time for the government to come to us. It's time that God become our source and everything we need is in him. It's the church is about the remnant of the church. It's about to rise up in apostolic government, prophetic government. I'm telling you now, I see it as clear as day. Some things are happening for a reason. It's happening that God people are going to stand out. Yeah, God people are going to stand out. Yeah, see, my brothers, I'm trying to close. My brothers and sisters, let me give you a little peep on something. The blood is invalidated without the word. The name of Jesus can't work without the word. Grace can't. Mercy can't. All of them based on the word, getting on the inside of the word. If you're not on the inside of the word, they cannot work. The blood. In Revelation 12, say they overcame him up by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of their testimony. And that, so love can't work without the word. There you got in that voice, blood nor love can work without a revelation. And so you call somebody and tell them that everything gonna be shall Sunday. Shall is a powerful word. Shall is no make believe, is no thinking about it, no doubt about it. It'll be done. You're going to get in the word, stop dealing with the shell. How you spell that shell on the outside? S-H-E-L-L? Huh? The one on the outside. S-H-E-L-L. S-H-E-L-L. Look what it's saying, hell. You're going to stop dealing with hell and you're going to start living in shell. In other words, the shell is on the outside. That's where hell is. But the S-H-A-L-L is on the inside. That's where heaven is. And so Sunday we're going to heaven. And everything you're dealing with. Kora mandi chokora. I'm trying to close. Ha ta ya ya. Ha 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 ha. So everything you're dealing with, I'm going to show you how to make it a shell. S-H-A-L-L. That's right. And we're going to shell all the hell off. Yeah. All you're going through, we're going to shell. The Sunday morning, we're going to shell, S-H-E-L-L, shell hell off. By knowing how to work from the standpoint of heaven. I just will quit, Leroy. Okay, I'm not going to finish. Praise the Lord.